This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username in a moment. It's Ian and Rich Paul in the studio tonight. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Took a little vacation down to see the family in Michigan, so always good to have you here. And we've got a special guest co-host with us here tonight. Joel Valenzuela is joining us. You're living in Concord these days, right, Joel?
For about one more day.
Oh, really? Where are you going now?
Somewhere towards the coast. I've been looking at Lee specifically. It's a fun little farming town.
You, like Rich and I, are an early mover as part of the Free State Project. You created the Rights Brigade, and pretty much, was it last year, early last year? When did that start up?
Yes, exactly. January of 2015.
And how long have you lived in New Hampshire so far for the Free State Project?
A little over 2 years. I moved about mid-2013.
And so you kicked off Rights Brigade. What was your inspiration?
Well, my inspiration was actually Keene activism, because there was every single time I'd interact with people from different areas, the constant narrative was, well, what's going on in Manchester? What's going on in Concord? What's going on the coast? There's nothing going on. There's no activism going on. And there was, but there was little bursts here and there, and largely undocumented and
I think there's a lot of activism going on in Manchester and the coast and Concord and elsewhere, but I think the key is it's not being documented.
Exactly.
I wonder where the leftists would stand on the issue of undocumented libertarians.
Well, we can come back and talk about the leftists here, because they're on the attack on this situation out in Oregon. I don't know if you've been following it, Rich, with the guys who've taken over, people who've taken over a government facility at a national level.
I have been following it. I think we'll probably find a lot of stuff on that.
I do want to talk about that.
I'm kind of curious.
Joel a little bit here.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
So Rights Brigade, you were inspired by the idea that there needed to be more coverage for the things that were happening in other areas of New Hampshire.
Yes, exactly. It seemed to me like every single person of consequence who was doing anything, was no matter where in the state, was ending up blogging it at freekeen.com. Because there was no other machinery sort of set up to let people know what was actually happening here. And I thought, well, there should be other vehicles to sort of report on this kind of stuff. And especially, I wanted to set up a vehicle to organize and report, and just sort of purely and not do, because I spread the ideas of liberty through other media. And I part of the integral... an integral part of the plan was to separate that from the overarching message from each individual act of activism, so as not to sort of thrust the whole package of the ideology upon each thing. So I could say, hey, look, we're standing up for gun rights here, and show that to the conservatives, get them all on our side. Oh, we're standing up for the jury rights, and you get some libertarians there. Or we're standing up for marijuana rights, or... topless freedom or whatever other thing, and get each and isolate each instance. And for example, that's been there's been a lot of success with the Free Uber campaign in Portsmouth because of its sort of single issue focus that's really brought a lot of people from a lot of different political grounds all on the same issue, all on the same side, and had very pretty limited controversy from the public in general regarding that issue.
That was much like the 420 rally strategy, which is, I always said that the 420 Foundation is not an anarchist organization, even though I happen to run it and I happen to be an anarchist. It's an issue organization, and I think it's also very similar to what I'm trying to do with Rand Paul, where I'm making common cause with him. But at the same time, if I'm at a rally, I'm probably working the activists more than I'm working the audience, because, you know, I'm looking for the guy who can be radicalized one step further. And anywhere you find people who are right on even one issue, you find somebody who has a chance of seeing the light on other issues.
I tend to agree, and I took some heat recently because I helped out the ladies with the Free the Nipple campaign out on the Seacoast. For listeners who are unfamiliar, check out our Saturday show. We talked about it for a few hours in that case. But basically, ladies who are protesting the unconstitutional, arguably unconstitutional ordinances that ban women from being topless on a couple of beaches in New Hampshire, I went to their hearing, their trial, and recorded video of that, and, you know, helped publicize what was going on. And somebody attacked because, well, apparently one of the ladies in question is anti-gun. She's anti, you know, open carry, anti-concealed carry, anti-gun in general.
She just doesn't like guns. She's anti-gun.
And and so, you know, the point of view of the person who was criticizing was that, oh, well, she's anti-gun, so you shouldn't help her. And I said, well, that's not how I see it. I think that, you know, we need to work with people who agree with us where we agree with them. And when you're, you know, generous to people and you're kind towards people, they're more likely to actually listen to what you have to say. Mm-hmm. You know, if a conversation were to happen to come up about guns, is she going to be more likely to listen to something I have to say about it or something some heckler has to say about it?
Exactly, and that's been something I've been promoting for a long time, is a kind and professional public attitude. And so someone who has an interaction with you, even if they don't agree with you on the issue, will view the issue sort of through the lens of knowing that person that they like. If they were, oh, I know that guy, he's cool, he helped me with the Free the Nipple activism, he's a good guy. And then when that person disagrees with her on the gun issue, it's much less likely to have like a knee-jerk reaction. It's more, well, I don't agree with him, but he's a good guy. And then much more likely to hear your arguments.
Absolutely. So if you want to join us here, we're kind of just having a general discussion about activism. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but you can also bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live, and still the Oregon situation is developing. I didn't see any big headlines today beyond that the Hammonds, the father and son, have gone ahead and turned themselves into prison, which is what they were expected to do today.
Oh, okay.
To continue serving an extended sentence. These are the guys who were sentenced about a decade ago to like a year or less in jail for setting some fires that ended up catching on to federal lands, apparently, over by the Malheur, I think it's Malheur, Federal Wildlife Reserve in Oregon. And then a judge came back later and said, oh, I didn't sentence you hard enough. You're going to have to, now that you've gotten done with your sentence, you've got to come back for another 4 years of prison, which is one of the reasons why there are now dozens purportedly of people that have taken basically occupied with weapons a federal building out in this federal wildlife reserve.
Is that how it played out? Because the way I understood the story, and it's always like three levels removed from the source, so it's all very vague. But my understanding was that they had appealed their original sentencing to a mandatory minimum of 5 years. And the appeals court has said, you're right, that mandatory minimum is unconstitutional, and kicked it back to district court or wherever it was originally tried.
I haven't heard anything about an appeal.
At which point the judge sentenced them to 5 years despite the fact that it was no longer a mandatory minimum. Now, that was my understanding. I'm not saying, I don't have any reason to believe that it's correct.
Yeah, I don't know anything about an appeal, but by no means am I someone who spent time studying the legal aspects of the case. I don't know what it was that got the case in front of a different judge to where that judge said, oh yeah, 4 months, a year, that wasn't enough. You're going to go in for 5 years total, so report back to prison.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is unless they're on probation and he violates their probation, there's no... the original, what you originally described doesn't pass the smell test with me, because I don't believe there's any mechanism in the legal system to make somebody, like, you know, I don't know any way that
it's
they
crazy.
Could just call me back in and without proving
like
something additional say, yeah, we want you to serve another 10 years for selling that weed.
I don't think
they can do
I
it.
Think that they can. It's basically the equivalent of a motion to reconsider in the state's favor. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can join us here also via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to continue. We'll take your calls here. The Oregon, I don't know if it's called a standoff yet. I'm not sure how many federal agents are actually on the scene at this wildlife reserve.
I haven't heard about any federal agents being there. I know that the place was empty and unused.
Well, that was over the weekend.
They showed up.
That was over the weekend, so maybe it's not empty all the time. Maybe it was just empty for the weekend.
I got the impression it was closed for the season.
Oh, you might be right about that. All right, so we're going to learn more about this as time goes on. We're going to take your calls as well. You're also welcome to join us online at freetalklive.com. Ian and Rich in the studio as normal on a Monday night, but also Joel Valenzuela from rightsbrigade.com is here tonight. We'll talk more about Rights Brigade and what's been going on there, because the jury outreach, we haven't really been touched on yet, and I think that's pretty big what you've done there. But first, let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He's on Skype.
You're on drinking tea when you said that.
You're on Free Talk Live. That's his name. Go ahead.
That's okay. I laughed for you.
Okay. Hello, guys.
Hey.
I just want you to follow me here, because it's going to be clear where I'm going, but I'm just going to use a hypothetical. Let's say a group of, Muslims, brown Muslims, Americans, though, was having a problem with the local post office. Their mail wasn't getting delivered the way it should have been getting delivered. The mailman was just throwing it on the ground or whatever. They had a problem with the mail delivery. And they got together and, they said, well, let's go down here and let's take over this post office and see if we can't get something done. How long, before you think the SWAT team would roll in there and bodies start piling up?
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess it would just depend on how things were going. I mean, in the case in Oregon, you don't actually have anyone being held hostage. No one has had guns pointed at them at this point. So, I guess it would depend on how they handled things in the post office.
You could take a group of Muslims unarmed, just in their religious garb, unarmed, and go and just try to persuade whoever's in charge of this post office to, do things correctly. Say a shouting match starts. Someone calls the cops. They come. They see a group of people dressed like what Muslims would be dressed like. It would be hell, and we know it, and we know this to be the case.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to jump to a conclusion about that. I mean, we know that as far as
certainly bad things have happened to in cases where black people and minorities have been out protesting.
Sure, I mean fire hoses back in the 60s.
Yeah, so I definitely won't say that it can't happen. But I don't think it's 100% race. I mean, people have been saying, why haven't they gone in and attacked these people who are in Idaho?
Oregon.
Oregon, I'm sorry. The first thing is that they really haven't broken a law, as far as I know. They're protesting, and so they're exercising their First Amendment rights, and they're carrying weapons, so they're exercising their Second Amendment rights. But I'm not sure what law, if any, they've violated. But
I'm sure there must be a trespassing charge in there somewhere.
Could be.
Well, maybe, except my understanding is that you're allowed to camp on this wildlife refuge.
Right. Okay. So let's just say no laws are being broken. They're just protesting. Okay, we'll go with that one. Now, let's look back on the protests in recent times here. It's just protests. Let's go back to when the thing happened in Ferguson, when they initially started the protest. It looked like the military was out there.
Sure, no doubt about it.
It was going to be nothing going to happen here unless you could get through this militarized police force.
I think there's also a scope sort of thing. I mean, the sheer amount of protesters there must have been a little bit intimidating. That doesn't at all excuse any kind of militarized action for that. But also, there might have been a sort of assumption that at some point later on, another group might cause some sort of property damage or violence that then would sort of justify preemptively rolling out the troops, so to speak.
You can dance around it, and you know, and we can play little word games. But the bottom line is, if this is black people out there doing what these people are doing right now, you can best believe it would have been put to a stop yesterday.
Then what I would tell you is, yes, they violate the rights of black people too. And frankly, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's no racism in law enforcement. There's a hell of a lot of racism in law enforcement, but it's a lot of people look at things. They don't look at whether the people are right or wrong. They look at who the people are. And here's an example of that. There are people that I know that were calling for violence against the Ferguson protesters who are now justifying what's going on in Oregon, and on the other side, there are people who were who said the actions of the Ferguson protesters were okay, but are now calling for the deaths of these people in Oregon. So a lot of times it's not a matter of what they did. It's just a matter of who they are. Now, what I say is they had a right to protest in Ferguson. They had a right to protest in New York at Occupy Wall Street, which and you will see there was definitely those
and
were mostly white kids at Occupy Wall Street. But they did get brutalized on a regular basis.
They cracked
because
down
they were unarmed.
Right. They cracked down on Wall Street as well. And I think that's an important point to bring up here is, you know, we're not if you in the scenario of the takeover at the post office, you were saying that they were unarmed in that scenario. And I think that, you know, in that case, yes, the police are going to come in and they're going to swoop in and they're going to do something about it, just like they would with a sit-in. But in this case, you're talking about people who have guns, and the police behave in a much more cautious manner when people are, you know, are carrying weapons. It changes how they behave.
Yeah.
Plus, you're also talking about something happening out in the middle of nowhere as opposed to in a city-type area. City cops are going to behave differently than, you know, the cops out in the woods kind of cops. It's just a reality. Would it change something if they were all black?
There's another thing there. Another group that I have supported, and some of my friends in the gun rights movement have said I was wrong to do it, but they have exactly the same rights that I have. The New Black Panthers did go marching through Texas with guns, and many of them, I believe, are Muslims, and as far as I know, they were left alone. Why? Because those cops want to go home. This is why we have a Second Amendment. Everybody protesting should be bringing guns to their protests, along with pitchforks and torches. Because if you bring guns to your protests, the police do not want a pitched battle with protesters, and you have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, one of the big purposes of the drug war was to criminalize as many black people as possible so that they could no longer exercise that Second Amendment right. If you read Malcolm X on guns, he is very clear, and he is very much down with the idea that people need to be prepared to defend themselves, and I think that the New Black Panthers and the people in Oregon have done an excellent job of demonstrating why.
Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. I intended to bring Hung Like Jesus back on to respond, because you were on a roll there, Rich, a moment ago, and he disconnected, unfortunately. So.
Well, if you're still out there, Jesus, come back to me, because that I enjoyed that conversation. And please, I'm not saying that I would never say that action should be taken against people who are peacefully protesting anywhere, you know. That's not the case. I'm just very concerned that people like Montel Williams, who I really respected when he said that if Trump were elected, he would take out a gun and stand up for the rights of Muslims, but then he turns around and he's calling for these protesters to be massacred when it's not clear whether they've done anything beyond trespass. You know, and it's like, that kind of thing is heartbreaking, yeah, because I hear a celebrity say, I will take up arms against the government if the government is wrong. And I'm like, yes, yes. And then he comes back with something like that. And I'm like,
Because the caveat is, it's not if the government is wrong, is if the government or anyone disagrees with me. It's an ideological thing.
Well, that gets into my idea that really what we need to do is dissolve the federal government and have 50 states and let each 50, yes. each of the 50 states decide how they're going to do those things, and, you know, even split some of the states. I mean, Florida could be split into North and South Florida. Of course, I think North Florida would be the coastal regions, and South Florida would be the interior, so that would be very strange. But if you've ever lived in Florida, you get that.
Let's go to the phones here. Tim is on the line in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Tim.
Hey, gents. How you doing tonight?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Happy New Year, too.
Thanks.
And also, now I'm reading Article 5 of the, Fifth Amendment. Of the Constitution here. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a present. Okay, I'll just skip ahead here. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be put twice or to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb.
So yeah, double jeopardy.
That's what we're, pardon?
Double jeopardy, as it's called in the legal land.
Double jeopardy is exactly it. The reason I'm reading it is because that's exactly what's happening now. I mean, that's a total abridgment of the freedoms of the people who not only are, as you said, as you gentlemen have been saying, I mean, as everyone knows, first, second, and I mean, all the amendments to the Constitution and their personal freedom and rights for themselves. But they're also, I mean, the reason that the Oath Keepers and whatnot are up there in Oregon and they're saying stand down, but
Oath Keepers didn't go, and they encouraged people not to go, but continue with
your
point.
I thought I had heard the Oath Keeper head boss man, Stuart Rhodes, I believe is his name.
Yeah, I went to their website. They've got a statement out there saying we shouldn't be there because the Hammonds don't want us there, so don't go.
I think that's why
it's so small compared to what it would have been, I think, if... It's really unclear whether the Bundys were right to move when they did, even though I agree with you that the Hammonds got screwed. They never should have gone to jail in the first place. They certainly shouldn't have gone on a terrorism charge.
Right. Well, I mean, they were just trying to protect their own property with a backfire originally. I mean, the first and second time were both 2001 and 2006. They were both backfires. To protect their property, which borders federal land. I mean, they use some federal land for grazing, but at the same time, they're trying to protect the rest of their land by not letting it get burned up by lightning strikes or whatever the fire. I mean, one was a lightning strike. I can't remember what the other one was, but
consider the situation if this wasn't federal land, if it was just a neighboring rancher's land, and if there was some sort of damages, there would be possibly some sort of settlement. It would not
and
go
that'd be
to,
it.
Yeah, it would be, that would be it. It wouldn't be a huge criminal arson. Oh, my gosh. Like there wouldn't be lives destroyed over what it looks like to be a simple mistake. And there wouldn't be hundreds of armed people rising up to protest some poor rancher getting mad that some of their land got burned.
And there's a lot more than that going on here as well. There's a pattern, as I understand it, the central allegation of the Bundys and the reason that the Bundys are way out there is that there is a concerted effort going on to steal ranches in the American West.
It's been going on for decades.
And add
apparently.
Them right. to wildlife refuges. I don't know how to pronounce that word right now, apparently. But
refuges,
and add them to federal land management projects for reasons that are really unclear. I don't know why the federal government owns a third of the land in the western United States. I have no idea what possible constitutional purpose there is for that in the first place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, let me jump in there on a second because I have a personal story. So I grew up on a ranch in the north of Mexico. And at one point during that time, the Mexican government declared a biosphere in that region and ordered all ranchers in the area to surrender their property and leave with no compensation.
Wow.
This is not the first time they had done this. They did it successfully before, but the denizens of that area were mostly uneducated, illiterate peasants that had no choice but to leave, and they were left destitute, no compensation. But luckily, in this area where my family lives, a lot of the ranchers there were very educated and fairly well off, and they mounted resistance to this. And I remember growing up going to all these hearings about the issue, And over time, they got pushed back, and they backed off the biosphere, and the ranchers are still there to this day. But I know exactly what it's like. And they had received funding from the, I believe the U.S. federal government had given Mexico a grant to push these sort of biospheres.
Wow.
Now, I don't know. I'm not going to start going conspiracy mode about that, but that's just what happened.
Were they armed? I don't know what gun laws
it's
are like in
Mexico. It's illegal to have guns in Mexico.
Yes,
but it's illegal to do a lot of things that happen in Mexico.
It was a legal battle, not an armed battle. But it was.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that. Most landowners in the North Mexico are, in fact, very heavily armed, even though it's not. There's laws saying you can own a firearm on your property, but you cannot transport it. So it makes it so it's legally impossible to bring
to get into your
but if it's on your it's a little bit of a tricky situation, but however it works, thankfully there was no armed resistance involved or even implicitly threatened. But of course it could have come to that, and there was international attention. The good thing is, part of it is my family used to own a newspaper in the United States before becoming cattle ranchers, and so they're dealing with media experts, and there was a good cause to sort of back off when it's not an illiterate peasant trying to stand up for their rights.
Tim, further thoughts? Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, well, as far as the firearms and firearms transfer in Mexico, I mean, if the U.S. federal government had decided to send them down there, it'd probably be okay. But not really. But no, what I was going to say is you're right about the oath keepers, but as far as what they're doing up there, I mean, I understand they were standing up for the rights of two individuals who decided not to stand up for themselves. That's the reason they did that. And that's the reason that the Bundys decided to join the fight. I mean, basically go to battle for someone else. That's what they did. And that's what they're doing. But in the case of their own.
And I think that's a good thing to do for folks, is to stand up for others' rights. But when the person asks you not to do it, I think that you should probably stand down at that point. I don't know.
Or at least admit you have a different objective.
And the person who is getting pulled over or getting arrested asks me to leave, I'm going to turn around and leave, because I'm not going to make his condition worse or frighten him that I will by staying. I'm going to let him play it his way.
The only time that I generally will follow that rule, and thanks for the call, Tim. The only time I'll break from that rule is if I'm around and I see somebody being arrested and manhandled by the police, I will record that, no matter what they what they say about it, because that's happening in public, and people need to see that. The police need to be recorded in those instances. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up in less than a couple months, like a month and a half at this point, the Liberty Forum is on deck at Manchester's New Hampshire Radisson Hotel. It's right on basically Main Street. It's not called Main Street, but it is. It's Elm Street in Manchester. It is in the heart of downtown Manchester. It's a great location to have a convention of hundreds of liberty-minded folks. Joel, are you going to be attending this year at Liberty Forum?
I believe so.
I think we'll all probably...
I'll be there with bells on.
Yeah, being at Liberty Forum. In fact, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night from the event. Edward Snowden is...
Yeehaw.
Yeah, Edward Snowden. That Edward Snowden, the one who released all of the damning information about the NSA back in 2013, he's going to be the keynote speaker, one of the keynote speakers. I don't believe they've announced any of the other keynotes yet, and I suspect they will announce at least one more. So stay tuned for more details on who's speaking. But Edward Snowden, you probably don't need much more reason to attend, but another good reason would be that you'll be around hundreds of people who care about freedom, and you can get a taste for what it's like to live here in New Hampshire, to move here as part of the Free State Project, an experience of that community that exists here that does not exist anywhere else to the extent that it exists here. Yeah, there's a few libertarians in Austin, and there's a few here and there in, you know, bigger cities, but we've got more libertarians.
They will be assimilated.
I think we have more libertarians in this building right now. We're we're in just a house, basically a duplex, where we're producing this show. We have more libertarians living here than I think came to the average Libertarian Party meeting in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. And then if you count the house across the street, which is also owned by Free Staters, now we're talking about probably more libertarians in two houses right next door to one another than were completely active in Sarasota, Florida, across in a city of 500,000 people. So we've got a
and this is an outpost outpost behind enemy lines in probably the least friendly city in New Hampshire to libertarian ideas. We're the ones who came to preach to the unreformable.
I like how you describe it, an outpost beyond enemy lines. That's pretty good. And there's a lot more people in Manchester and Concord starting to grow with this new club that's open there, Area 23. There's a lot more kind of gatherings going on. You were at the
Area 23 is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great. It's actually a publicly accessible bar. It's
And that was one of their big goals in opening it, was to provide a place where the average person off the street would show up, as well as the hardcore liberty activists, and they'd have some meaningful, friendly conversations over a beer.
Right. The if an average Joe comes into this bar that's run by Free Staters and frequented by Free Staters and other liberty-minded folks in New Hampshire, then odds are real good that anyone with whom he strikes up a conversation, Mr. Average Joe, will be talking to someone who understands very, very well the ideas of liberty and can communicate them. So I think it's a cool thing that they're doing up there. And actually, you and I were both there for the New Year's Eve party, Joel. So come up and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of people who care about freedom at the Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. So that is going to be here before you know it. And that's a Thursday through a Sunday, so a full weekend right in the heart of wintertime here in New Hampshire. And it has gotten cold. It was nice and kind of warm throughout December. It has gotten cold as of this month. February 18th through the 21st. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can grab your tickets there and book your hotel, nhlibertyforum.com. LibertyForum.com. I'm looking forward to it. It's always, I think, a must-attend event. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is also a must-attend event, but this one's another one, and I think it's as important as Porkfest. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more to say about the situation in Oregon, and then I think we can come back around to some of the outreach projects that you've been involved with here, Joel, in New Hampshire, specifically jury outreach and your thing of Rights Brigade, which we'll get back to. But the situation in Oregon continues to develop at the wildlife refuge, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, where as few as 15, as many as 150, I still have yet to see a better estimate of how many people are involved in this situation, have taken
over. I've heard 25 and I've heard 150, so that's a wide variance, sixfold.
So, we're learning more as time goes on. And one of the things that's been disturbing over the last day on this has been the call for violence. You touched on it earlier, Rich, from Montel Williams, who should know a thing or two about state violence, as he is a medical marijuana user. We actually have a commercial that runs on the airwaves.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a commercial that runs on LRN.FM that he voiced for the Marijuana Policy Project. And he talks about medical marijuana and how it helps him and, you know, how terrible prohibition is, basically. And so, you know, you get it on that issue, Montel, but to demand that these people who have not used any violence on anyone whatsoever be, you know, killed or attacked physically by the feds.
Yes, I've even heard a lot of very progressive folk advocating for specifically drone bombing them.
That's crazy.
I heard this many times, and that's it's not just.
I thought that was a joke. That's for real?
That's for real. People are actually advocating for that.
Wow.
And that's it's not just that it's sort of a hypocrisy when you're trying to go for an anti-war angle in other ways, but then just quickly turn on violence right here. But just,
well, not all lefties are anti-war.
Exactly. Well,
Barack Obama.
Exactly. That's
And Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's interesting to see, even using the same rhetoric, the same people that were defending every single refugee trying to escape their war-torn country into the United States, the same people trying to downplay any sort of shying away from any kind of terrorism allegations, instantly throw it on with the fullest seriousness against these protesters in Oregon. It's kind of interesting to see how there isn't even an attempt to sort of finesse that outright call for blatant violence.
If you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Washington Post's Janelle Ross writes a piece entitled, "Why Aren't We Calling the Oregon Occupiers Terrorists?" She says, as of Sunday afternoon, Washington Post called them occupiers. The New York Times opted for armed activists and militiamen. And the Associated Press put the situation this way, quote, a family previously involved in a showdown with the federal government has occupied a building at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon and is asking militia members to join them, unquote. No one seemed to lean towards terms such as insurrection, revolt, and anti-government insurgents, or as some on social media were calling them, terrorists. Now, generally, you know, insurrection...
Don't you have to do something before you become a terrorist?
Terrorize,
maybe? Well, I think maybe. You have to use some violence, right?
Or at least very threaten least, it, right? Yeah,
at the very least, threaten it. And so far, these people have only threatened to use defensive violence. So they have, some of them have said that if they are attacked, that they will shoot in response. And they have had this sort of mentality of, and I'm saying they, only the ones I've seen speaking, right? So
sure.
There's a bunch of them there. So there's this one guy who's like a former Marine. We played a little of his YouTube video that he posted off the air yesterday because it was way too long. It was like 14 minutes of him sitting in his SUV getting ready to go to this place, leaving a message for his family, basically. And it sounded very much like, you know, he was not expecting to come home alive from this situation. So, you know, there has definitely the situation has definitely been sort of tinged with the we're putting our foot down, we're willing to die for this rhetoric, but that's a lot different than holding someone hostage or threatening violence, aggressive violence against another human being. And I would say that you need to have that typically for an insurrection, a revolt, an insurgency, and terrorism. I mean, I think all of those words are too strong for what has gone on here. Had they gone in and held someone hostage in this particular federal government building, then I think that you'd be more adept to use those terms.
Yeah, I mean, they use insurgents to describe people in Iraq who are trying to defend their country against an occupying force. So I guess you could say that the ranchers in Oregon are trying to defend their country against an occupying force in the form of the federal government, but they're not doing it by force.
Yeah, they're not building IEDs.
In my mind.
I would certainly be willing to die to free us from the federal government. I just don't think that dying now would have that effect.
No.
So I think they are premature in taking up arms if they actually go to the point of fighting. But right now, all they've done is gotten a lot of free publicity at very little cost and legal risk. So I think they've just done a brilliant job of promoting their cause.
Yeah, the whole term terrorism has been really bandied around a lot and hasn't really applied to true terrorism very often. For example, to my mind, at least, it would necessitate harming or threatening harm upon innocents, like civilians, non-combatants, in order to spread terror. And if you have a force, for one thing, that's not even engaging civilians at all, I think that label should absolutely be dropped.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.